Title: Apache Breakbeat Clean Breakdown Using Session View to Arrangement View in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, let's build a clean, high-impact breakdown around the Apache Break, jungle heritage intact, but with modern rolling drum and bass polish. The whole point today is composition workflow. We're not going to sit there drawing a breakdown with the mouse for an hour. We're going to set up a few breakdown states in Session View, perform the energy moves like an instrument, then record that into arrangement view and tighten it like a surgeon. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Time signature is 4/4. Global quantization up top goes to 1 bar. That's your safety rail. You can launch scenes and stay phrased. Then, the little advanced twist. For any fill or stutter clips you want to tap in quickly, we'll later set their clip launch quantization to 1/8 note, maybe 1/16 if you've got the hands. That's how you stay human but still tight. Now make your tracks, left to right, with intention. Drums Apache Main. Drums Apache Ghost FX. Tops hats or shakers, optional. Bass tees. Atmos pads or noise. Effects impacts and risers. Then two returns. Return A is a short reverb. Return B is a dub delay. This layout matters because clean breakdown is mostly about energy subtraction, without confusion. You're going to thin layers and switch roles, not just slap more processing on one loop until it collapses. Now, the Apache itself. Drop your Apache break onto the drum's Apache main track as an audio clip. In clip view, turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve transients. And usually keep transient loop mode off for breaks, because it can smear the feel. Set a clean 1 or 2 bar loop. I prefer 2 bars for that proper jungle sentence. If it drifts, right-click and use warp from here, straight, then only nudge warp markers where absolutely necessary. The goal is stable timing, but not over-warped into plastic. Next, we're doing the two versions approach. Keep the audio clip, because it's glue and reel-less, but also slice it for surgical control. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by Transient. Create a drum rack. Warp slices on. Now you've got two weapons, the original Audio Apache for identity, and a MIDI-controlled sliced Apache rack for edits, fills, and ghost programming. Quick coach note here. Think of Apache in two lanes, two jobs. Job 1 is transient identity. The crack, the kick snare timing, the bite. Job 2 is room and air. Tails, cymbal wash, ambience. You can literally duplicate the Apache later and make one track tight with a gate or transient shaping, and the other track high-passed with reverb or delay for air. That's how you keep it clean without filtering it until it disappears. Now we build the breakdown as scenes in session view. Make 4 scenes named, BD01 intro filter, BD02 ghost and space, BD03 tension no drums, and pre-drop lead-in. Scene 1, BD01 intro filter. This is 8 bars. On drums Apache main, at EQ 8, auto filter and drum bus, light. On EQ 8, put a high pass around 120 Hz, 24 dB per octave. We are not letting breakdown low end fight what the drop needs later. If it sounds boxy, dip a couple dB around 300 to 500 Hz. Then auto filter set to low pass. Start somewhere like 2.5 to 6 kHz, and we'll perform that later. Resonance around 10 to 20%. The rule is, don't whistle. If you hear a tone, you're overdoing it. Then drum bus. Very light. Drive around 2 to 5. Crunch barely there, if at all. Damp around 10 kHz. Boom off. Boom is fun, but in a clean breakdown it's usually a mess. On Atmos, bring in a pad or a noise bed. Put hybrid reverb on it with a long decay, like 6 to 10 seconds, but keep it dark. High cut around 6 to 9 kHz so it doesn't hiss its way into the drop. On FX, add a reverse crash or an uplifter. Put utility after it so you can ride gain cleanly. The vibe here is, you're establishing the Apache identity, but you're deliberately not letting it feel like the drop is already happening. Scene 2, BD02 Ghost and Space. Another 8 bars. This is where the breakdown starts sounding produced. On drums Apache main, duplicate the clip and remove some hits. You can do it a few ways. The fast, clean way is using clip volume automation to mute certain snare and kick hits. Or chop the audio clip and leave gaps, then consolidate later. The goal is to remove about 30 to 40% of the density. Not randomly. Think like a drummer leaving space for the room. Then on drums Apache Ghost FX, we're using the sliced rack. Make a 1 or 2 bar MIDI clip. Trigger ghost snares, rim fragments, little and hits. Keep the velocity mostly in the 30 to 70 range. You want whispers, not a second main drummer. Put a gate first so tails tuck in. Then add echo. Try 1/8 dotted or 1/4 for timing. Feedback around 15 to 30%. Filter inside echo. High pass around 300 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. So it feels like a vintage. Tucked effect. Dry wet around 10 to 20. Then auto pan for movement. Rate at half a bar or 1 bar. Amount 20 to 40. Phase 180 for width. But don't go seasick. Optional tops track. Add a very light hat loop or synth hat. But high pass aggressively at 500 to 800 Hz. The moment you hear the breakdown turning into mini drop, you've added too much tops. Teacher tip. Carve spectral space for the ghosts. If your main snare crack sits around 2 to 4 kHz, do a narrow dip in that area on the ghost track, so the identity hit stays the identity hit. Ghosts should cut on small speakers without competing. Scene 3. BD03 tension no drums, 4 to 8 bars. This is where modern DNB breakdowns win. Silence and implication. Stop all drum clips. Either literally stop them or have a dedicated empty clip so it's repeatable. Keep only Atmos, FX and a bass tees. On bass tees, use operator for a simple sub or wave eatable for a low passed Reese hint. Write the minimal pattern, one or two notes repeating, like an F or a G, and maybe a pitch drop at the end of the phrase. Process it clean and ominous. EQ 8 low pass at around 120 to 200 Hz. We're teasing, not delivering. Saturator with soft clip on. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Utility width to 0%. Mono. Do not let the bass tees go wide. Wide low end in a breakdown feels cool until it collapses your drop. On FX, place a single impact at the start of the scene, then maybe a noise riser with auto filter opening gradually. Advanced variation. In this no drums pocket, you can imply halftime without changing tempo. Put a single sub note every 2 bars. Add one distant snare or Foley hit on beat 3. When you bring the busy pre-drop back, the track suddenly feels faster, without any BPM trickery. Scene 4. Pre-drop lead-in. 4 bars. This is your runway. On the Ghost FX track, program a snare build using the sliced hits. Start with half notes, then quarters, then eighths, and last bar go to sixteenths. Send it increasingly into return A, your short reverb, over the last bar or two. On drums Apache main, bring it back, but keep it filtered, and add one signature fill in the last bar. 1, not 100, a reverse snare into a stop, or a one beat stutter. If you want a controlled stutter, add beat repeat on the Apache main track, interval 1 bar, grid 1/8, and only go to 1/16 in the last bar if you want that extra panic. Chance 10 to 25%, variation low, filter on. High pass around 200 Hz so it doesn't glitch your low end. Now, before we record anything, here is the performance mindset. We're going to play this breakdown, and we're going to capture decisions. Filter opens, reverb swells, mutes, and one tasteful stunt. Do a quick macro setup if you can. Put an audio effect rack on Apache main, map auto filter frequency, drum bus drive, and reverb send amount to macros. On Atmos or FX, map reverb size or a utility gain for noise level. This turns your breakdown into a performance instrument. Quantization strategy, keep global quantization at 1 bar. That keeps scenes locked. But for your fill or stutter clips, set their clip launch quantization to 1/8 or 1/16. And if you're using legato for variations, turn legato on so switching clips keeps the playhead position, which keeps your groove coherent. Now record. Make sure automation arm is on, because we want your knob moves. Then hit global record on the transport. Launch scenes in order. BD01 for 8 bars, BD02 for 8 bars, BD03 for 4 to 8, and PRE drop for 4. While it's recording, perform like a DJ and a drummer. Open the low pass in steps instead of one long sweep. For example, bars 1 to 4 dark, bars 5 to 8 brighter, bars 9 to 12 brighter with more send. Then pull it back again to build tension. That push-pull feels arranged. Do a couple reverb send swells, but then in the last beat before the drop, kill the send down close to zero. That's the difference between big breakdown and my drop has no punch. And if you want a fake-out drop moment, here's a classic. One bar before the pre-drop, bring full band Apache back for one beat only, then hard cut to silence plus an impact tail. When the real pre-drop arrives, it feels inevitable. When you're done, hit stop. Press tab to go to arrangement view. Now you've got your breakdown printed into the timeline with the human energy baked in. Next step, tighten it, pro style. First, consolidate your sections. Select each scene region and consolidate with Control or CMDJ. This makes editing manageable. Second, fix messy tails. Add quick fades on audio regions to prevent clicks, especially around stutters and hard stops. If something clicks, it's almost always a fade problem. not a needs more EQ problem. Third, automation hygiene. Open automation lanes and look for controller jitter, those tiny zipper steps that happen when you record a knob. Delete unnecessary points and keep one clean musical curve. Clean automation reads clearer and louder even at the same level. Now the transition into the drop. In the last bar, cut the Apache main slightly early, like an eighth to a quarter beat early, for a microsilence. Let a reverb tail or reverse crash fill that gap. Then place a single dry snare hit right before the downbeat. That's classic jungle tension. The ear grabs the last marker, then the drop lands. Optional but powerful. Print a transition stem. Resample the last four bars of the breakdown, including returns to a new audio track. Now you can do surgical edits like perfect fades, tiny, reverse moments, and hard cuts, without worrying about 100 tracks interacting. For clean, consider a glue compressor on the drum bus. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2 to 1, and just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. We're not flattening the breakdown, we're just making it sit together.